Welcome back to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, Roto Experts in the Morning. Decided to turn the page back over to baseball here for the next segment. And we have Wallace Matthews joining us on the program. You can follow him on Twitter at Oyster Bay Bomber. He's a great follow on Twitter. Wally, you like to get in the mix with people. You like to do a little bit of give and take when it comes to Twitter.
I do. In fact, that's pretty much the way I go through my whole life, I must tell you.
Well, you were...
and that's not a secret to anybody who knows me.
Well, we like that. So last night, obviously, Cespedes leaves the game. George and I were talking earlier in the program about how, while the initial reaction is, well, it shouldn't be too serious, we've heard this before, frankly, and we'd be concerned if we're a Cespedes owner in any fantasy leagues.
Well, the other thing is, look, let's remember this. Whenever anything bizarre happens at Citi Field, the answer is always the same. It's the Mets, all right? You know, whenever anything happens with the Mets, it's not going to be something ordinary, and we know that they have not always been forthcoming about injuries, A. They've not always handled them in ways that other teams handle them. I mean, a lot of times, like, what other team do you know allows a player to say, I'm not taking an MRI, you know, leave me alone? Or, you know, has a guy sit around for 5 or 6 days and doesn't put him on the DL like they did with Conforto a couple of weeks ago. So they do have kind of their own unique way of handling injuries. So, yes, Terry Collins says it's not serious. Cespedes says it's not serious. Would anybody be shocked if he goes on the DL today?
No.
No. I don't think anybody's shocked at all. You know what? This right. is why, by the way, this is why Wallace is one of my favorite follows on Twitter. He just doesn't sugarcoat anything. Wallace, you brought up the Noah Syndergaard and saying, hey, I'm not taking an MRI. When do you think we might see his return?
That's a very good question. They've been very, very, I won't say evasive, but vague on that. You know, Sandy does a beginning of the homestand press conference whenever the Mets come home. And obviously this was the start of a homestand 2 days ago. And what he said was, Noah's getting close. Okay, you know, you can interpret it any way you want. Close to what? I don't know what it means. You know, he's getting close to getting out of bed. He's getting close to, you know, throwing a baseball. He's getting close to coming back to the major leagues. I don't know. I mean, you know, and he said the same thing with Jairus Familia. We don't know exactly what any of that means. And I must say, you know, I cover both teams in this town, and the Yankees will tell you, and I'm not saying one is better or worse, but they will say to you, here's the schedule. You know, Starling Castro tomorrow will go to Tampa and play 3 innings. Then he will go to Scranton and play 4 games in a row. Then we hope that next Friday he'll be back with the team. The Mets don't tell you things, you know, like that. So honestly, you know, I guess it's a long way of telling you, I don't know when Noah's coming back.
This is Wallace Matthews. Follow him on Twitter at Oyster Bay Bomber. He just his latest article is up regarding Cespedes on the New York Times, nytimes.com, and look for that one. So, Wallace, to that point, that's an interesting dynamic there, the difference between Citi Field and Yankee Stadium. Do you think that has historically been an organizational approach, or do you think it's almost manager-related with Joe Girardi? Joe Girardi's a buttoned-up, by-the-book kind of guy. Do you think that's just his approach, or do you think it's an organizational thing?
He is a buttoned-up kind of, you know, by-the-book kind of guy. You know, we joke and call him Joey Binders because he does everything by his little binder. But I think everything's an organizational decision, you know, throughout baseball. I think that, you know, managers have been trivialized to an extent where the GMs really run the show. You know, I hear fans all the time saying to me, well, why won't Girardi bring up, you know, Gleyber Torres? Because it's not Girardi's job. He doesn't do that. You know, he's told by Brian Cashman, you know, when certain guys are coming up, and here are the guys who are going to play. And I'm sure it's the same situation for Terry Collins. So, you know, whenever you look at these things and you say, well, why do the Mets handle injuries this way? It's not Terry Collins' idea, you know. It may not even be Sandy Alderson's idea. It may very well be ownership's idea. You know, that's the thing. You have to understand the manager is just like the conduit between the media and the organization. But he certainly, you know, sometimes I'm not even sure if they make out the lineup card without a little influence from somebody else.
You know, we talk about both organizations. You know, it's July 16th. We have about 2 weeks of a trade deadline. What's your gut feeling of what both teams will do? Or maybe it's going to come down to a deadline over the next 2 weeks to see how they play. What do you, if you're running both teams, what are you doing?
Well, I think Sandy pretty much told you that, you know, 2 days ago. He said, you know, the next 10 days is going to tell the story of what we're doing here. I mean, don't forget, he's got 5, 6, 7 guys who are going to be free agents. And, you know, if he thinks they're out of the race, he may very well look to unload them, pick up some prospects, and start over again. I mean, you know, he said, we're not tearing this thing down. We're not blowing it up. But, you know, obviously, the possibility is if they don't get closer, you know, they're moving a little closer. These two games, obviously, give them some hope that, you know, maybe we can sneak into that last wild card spot. But I mean, realistically, what are we talking about here? We're talking about fighting to become, you know, the fifth best team in the National League and, you know, most likely playing one playoff game and going home. So, I mean, the odds are, I think the Mets are going to wind up being sellers. The Yankees, on the other hand, you know, obviously are close enough to think that they're only a piece or two away. So I think, you know, they're going to be looking for a starting pitcher, and they're going to be looking probably for a first baseman. You know, this is not cutting it now, but the thing that, and I asked him, I don't know if Sandy understood what I was asking the other day, but I asked him, you know, I said, look, the White Sox and the Cubs just made a huge trade. They don't trade very often. I said, it's pretty much accepted wisdom that you don't trade with the Yankees. I said, that's, you know, would you be open to trading with the Yankees? And he looked at me like I was crazy. He said, of course, you know, of course I would. And what I'm leading to is, why wouldn't the Yankees try to pick up Lucas Duda? I mean, they need a first baseman, and this is a left-handed hitter who could do quite well in Yankee Stadium. So if the Mets decide they're sellers and the Yankees are buyers, I mean, that's something that on either team I'd be looking at.
Well, first on the Mets, again, this is Wallace Matthews. You can find his work in the New York Times and follow him on Twitter at Oyster Bay Bomber. I guess regarding the Mets, how would you even begin to defend the fact that they are 6 games below 500 and yet are still in the mix? Does that make sense?
And not only that, I mean, let's not forget, they're 8.5 games out, I believe, at the end of the day yesterday, 8.5 games out of the second wild card spot with 5 teams in front of them. So, yeah, it's really hard to keep alive the illusion that we got something going here. But, you know, let's not forget, baseball teams are businesses, and they have tickets to sell. You know, if you tell your fans today on, you know, July 16th that we're done and we'll try this again next year, well, guess what? You know, you may as well rent out Citi Field, you know, for weddings and bar mitzvahs and flea markets, because it's all over. You know, nobody's coming. So, I mean, obviously, their interest is creating the illusion that they're still in this thing. That's how you justify it.
You know, you mentioned the Yankees looking for starting pitching. Pineda's gone for the year, more than likely gone for the year. He has a second opinion on Tuesday, I believe, at Tommy John surgery. Is it just a matter of time until Chance Adams gets called up?
Interestingly, they keep saying, and Girardi has said this several times, and I know this is not coming from him because I doubt he's ever even seen Chance Adams pitch, you know, in person. I'm sure maybe he's seen a little bit of tape, but they say he's not ready. Now, obviously, he's got control problems. I think last night, I think he walked 4 and 4 innings, you know, did not pitch well. You know, they do not seem to think that he's ready for the major leagues. And I know that's to the disappointment of a lot of fans, but let me also point this out to my dear friends on Twitter. A year and a half ago, people thought Rob Refsnyder was going to be the next Babe Ruth. And I never hear his name mentioned anymore. So, you know, a lot of times, you know, the problem is, there's so much information out there. Everybody knows what everybody's doing in the minor leagues. People look at stats and go, this guy should be in the major leagues, without ever having seen him play. The people who see Chance Adams play on a daily basis in the Yankees organization are telling us he's not ready yet. So, you know what? I'm not going to presume to know otherwise.
On that front, regarding Yankees pitching, you're saying they may still go out and get an arm. For me, to some extent, I just thought the Pineda injury actually might have solidified their fate for this season. Are they going to continue as they struggle? Are they going to continue to try to acquire, maybe jettison some of the younger talent still in the organization and put themselves in a position where they might only be going really for that one wild card game? Do you know what I mean? Like, they almost might need 2 pitchers at this point,
well,
with Pineda being lost.
Exactly, yes. I know exactly what you're saying, and that's the first thing I thought of as well. But, you know, listen, they won a 16-inning game yesterday. You know, they have a doubleheader today. Let's say, for argument's sake, let's go into fantasy land here, and let's say they sweep today, all right? I mean, at that point, is anybody in the Yankees organization going to say, hey, you know what, man, I think we better just sell off everybody? I don't think so. Yeah, I think they're going to say, we're close enough and we got to go for this. And it's the same reason. I mean, look, organizationally, we're talking about two different outfits, the Yankees and Mets. Yankees are always in win-now mode, even when they can't win now. And, you know, that's part of what their fans expect. So I think that, you know, look, they're going to say, we're still in this thing. You know, maybe one arm puts us over the top, and if we can add a first baseman, you know, we'll get back to where we were. And let's not forget something else. At the beginning of the season, this team was not supposed to really arrive at this point for a couple of years. Right now, unfortunately for the Yankees, in some respects, they had a great April. All right, great April and a great May, which changed everything. Okay, changed the perception of the team. Now you're quote unquote a good team, and you're expected to play like one. You can't say at this point in July, hey, well, you know what, we weren't expecting to be this good anyway. Just leave us alone. We're gonna lay down for the rest of the year, and we'll try again next year. Can't happen. They already set the bar back in April and May, so I think they have to go for it.
All right, good stuff. I appreciate you joining us this morning, Wally. It's good stuff, and we'd love to talk to you again as we get a little bit later into the season.
Okay, man, anytime.
All right, thanks. That's Wallace Matthews at Oyster Bay Bomber on Twitter. He writes for the New York Times. We'll be back to talk a little bit more football, a little bit of baseball, follow up on what Wally just had to say. We're back after this. Mike and George on Fantasy Sports Radio Network.